Hi, this is a dictation for Kelvin Willems. KelvinWillims. Date of service is 10/23/2025. Date of birth 4/22/1995. Date of accident is 7/2/2024. The patient is here for evaluation and treatment for his injuries that resulted from an accident on 7/2/2024. The accident allegedly happened on July 2, 2024, as a front seat passenger when he was T-bone on passenger side, leading to headaches and various symptoms of TBI, including dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, loss of concentration, nausea, vomiting, blurred vision, sleep disturbance, anxiety, and trouble walking, lightheadedness, along with this pain syndrome started, which affected his neck, mid-back, lower back, with shooting pain to the left arm, front and back, and involvement of all the five fingers as numbness. In addition, patient has a severe pain in the left shoulder with 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, with a limiting ability to lift the arm beyond 90 degrees. Motor weakness was also present. The patient was last seen with us at 10/7/2025. Prior to this, he was being seen at Northern Radiology, and he has been discharged from there, I believe. So he is here for further treatment. So far, we have MRIs for cervical spine without any CT scan for the cervical spine. No significant bulging or disc herniation, and X-ray of the right ankle negative for any positive finding, and forearm X-ray also negative. We are still collecting all the medical records that are being available, and then patient will be provided a proper treatment plan based on the radiology support or findings. The patient report that his pain is between 8 and 9, with ADL being affected 9. No changes are reported from the previous visits, including the headaches that are reported to be 5. The pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back is reported to be 9. Patient can walk pretty good with the normal ambulation without any adaptive devices. And so far, he is stable with pain level being 8 to 9. ADL being affected is 9. And 40% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the record for ADLs. System review. Additional issues. Substance abuse and a compliance history. And a physical examination. The blood pressure is 161/111. Pulse is 92. Pulse ox is 99%. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, which is dated 10/7/2025, dictation number 1022-010. Plan. We did a review of the previous urine drug screen, and a new drug screen has been obtained. Maps are reviewed. I ordered an MRI for cervical spine, lumbar spine, and right left shoulder, since we cannot find any evidence of an MRI being done so far. Patient also never had any injection treatments, which will be planned after the MRI come positive. His maps are reviewed. Patient has seen various pain physicians in the past, Dr. Dhillon, to Dr. Bazzi, to Dr. Bidoon, and neurologist Dr. Haranath Policharla, P-O-L-I-C-H-E-R-L-A. Patient was provided following medication the previous visit, which is Mobic, Flexeril, Protonix, Tylenol codeine for pain, Aloval, Xanax, Lyrica, Renester, Medigesic, Lidoprovenant. He will continue those and he'll be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you.